Hello OMT 37 01 students. In this podcast, I give you the general feedback on assignment 3. The complete solution to assignment 3 is in tutorial letter 203. If you have not received a hard copy of tutorial letter 203, you can download the tutorial letter from official study material on my UNISIM. Please take time to compare your calculations with the ones in tutorial letter 203. The examination consists of only written questions, so you also need to look at the way the calculations were set out in tutorial letter 203. This is how I would like you to answer these type of questions in the examination. The first two questions were queuing problems. The very first thing you need to do is to identify which queuing model fits the problem statement best. How do you do that? By looking at the information given on the arrival distribution, calling population, service time distribution, and the number of service channels. Using the information, you can identify the model and then use the Kendall notation. In question 1, it was given that the arrival rate is Poisson distributed and the service times exponentially distributed with two channels as there are two drive-through windows with a single line. So the Kendall notation is M/M/2. Therefore, the most appropriate model is the multi-channel queuing model, and you have to use the equations of the multi-channel queuing model to answer the question. In question 2, you are given that the arrivals are Poisson distributed. The service time is constant at 10 seconds and there is only one coffee machine. So the Kendall notation is M/D/1. Remember, the D stands for deterministic or constant rate. Therefore, you will use the equations of the constant service time model to answer question 2. We have now completed the first step, which is to identify which queuing model equations you are going to use. This is a very important step. If you choose the wrong model, your answers really don't mean a thing. The queuing problems were very leniently marked in this assignment. In the exam, if you choose an incorrect model, you will lose almost all your marks. I hope you heard me clearly. You will lose almost all your marks if you choose an incorrect model. You will only get one mark each for the correct arrival and service rates and half a mark each for each correctly chosen variable that you were asked to calculate. This brings us to the next step, that of determining the arrival and service rates. Please show clearly how you arrive at these rates and what they are. Write them down, including the units. Remember, the arrival rate is defined as the mean number of arrivals per time period, and the service rate as the mean number of people or items served per time period. These rates must be in this format. If the problem statement tells you that the service time is 12 minutes per customer, the service rate is not 12. Why not? Well, because it's not in the format of customers served per time period. It was given as time period per customer. Therefore, you have to change it to the correct format to get 5 customers per hour. That is why it is so important to write down the units so that you can check if the rates are in the required format. In tutorial letter 203, I have shown you in detail how I arrive at the rates I have used. Also, the units of the arrival and service rates must be the same. You need to write these units down so that you know in what time units you are working. This is important when you have to calculate the time in a queue or a system. When you get to the final answer, you have to write down the time units. You need to know if you get an answer, for example, of 2.4, whether it's 2.4 minutes or 2.4 hours. It'll make a huge difference to your customers. Once you know which equations you are going to use and you have the arrival and service rates, you are now ready to do the actual calculations. In question 1, the A part of the question asks you to calculate the average time a car spent in the system, which is the variable W. To be able to calculate W, you first have to calculate P0, the probability that there are no cars in the system. In order to calculate P0, you have to understand sigma notation, that is that funny Greek letter with stuff written on top and below it, and factorial, that is the variable or number with an exclamation mark following it. If you struggle with these concepts, have a look at two documents I have uploaded under additional resources on my UNISA called sigma notation and factorial. I've also tried to put sufficient steps in the solution for you to follow how to deal with these. Contact me if you still have problems after working through tutorial letter 203 and the two documents on my UNISA. The rest of the calculations for question 1 as well as those for question 2 were straightforward substitution as long as you had identified the models correctly. Now we get to question 3, the simulation, where you had to follow the 5 steps of Monte Carlo simulation as set out in your prescribed book. Step 1, the probability distributions of the variables are given to you. The distribution of the breakdown times, step 1, as well as the cumulative probability distribution, step 2, and the interval of random numbers, step 3, are all given in table 15.13 of the 10th edition or table 14.12 in the 11th edition of your prescribed book. The 3 steps for the repair times are similar to table 15.14 of the 10th edition or table 14.13 of the 11th edition in your prescribed book. But you have to use the information given in the problem statement for the repair times. Step 4, the random numbers are given to you. Make sure you use the random numbers as indicated in the problem statement. Step 5, the actual simulation is done in exactly the same way as shown in Rendersteen and Hanna in table 15.15 in the 10th edition or table 14.14 in the 11th edition. To answer the B part of question 3, you had to determine the total simulation time as well as the total number of breakdown hours from your simulation to calculate the total simulated maintenance cost. Then you could compare the total simulated maintenance cost for 2 repair persons to the total simulated maintenance cost for 1 repair person as in your textbook. From the comparison, you will be able to deduct whether it is more worthwhile cost-wise to use 1 or 2 repair persons. In question 4, we wanted you to make use of Markov analysis. First, set up the matrix of transition probabilities from the information given in the problem statement. In Rendersteen and Hanna, you are shown how to get the vector of state probabilities by dividing the number of cars at each branch by the total number of cars. To calculate the probability of the number of cars at each branch in the next time period, you have to multiply the vector of state probabilities by the matrix of transition probabilities. In tutorial 203, I explained that because the question asked for the number of cars at each branch and not the probability, you could have worked with a state vector instead of the vector of state probabilities. It wasn't a problem if you did work with the vector of state probabilities, but then you had to remember to multiply the probabilities by the number of cars. The bottom line is you have to check if your answer corresponds to what the question asked. Do not hesitate to contact me if you need help in preparing for your examination. This brings us to the end of the podcast on the feedback on assignment 3.